From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Doc Wallach back with us. Doc Wallach, of course, part of the CriticalHealthNews.com team, founded the Youngevity Company, providing help and information and supplements all around the world to help people out. Doc, welcome back. How was Thanksgiving for you and your family?
Well, it was wonderful. Of course, we have family all over the world, and so we were doing Thanksgiving all over the world, and we can't thank you enough, George. You were one of the greatest. We're just very honored to work with you.
Do you have turkey on Thanksgiving, or do you just take vitamins?
No, we had a nice big turkey. One of my oldest sons is a professional chef, so we had a professional chef turkey dinner. Obviously, no gluten stuffing, though.
That's right. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, we had a good one, too. I open up the home to a lot of people who don't have family, so they come by, have a little turkey, and they go on their way, and then police officers who are on duty have the right to come by, and it's kind of a neat thing. But it's time to talk about things for people's health. First of all, have you been studying this new variant, this Omicron variant again? And where are these things coming from?
Well, they're all over the place. It's kind of like, you know, how many species of rats are there in the world? How many species of viruses are there? They're all over the place. And it doesn't take much to get them started and wound up. You have to appreciate, George, that these viruses, they take advantage of a weak host, okay? And you have to appreciate that vaccines do not kill viruses. And we were getting a lot of misinformation about vaccines, you know, how important they are. Well, they're a good thing. You know, it's everybody's choice if they're going to get the vaccine or not. But vaccines do not kill viruses, bacteria, or fungus, or yeast. They just alert your body to bad DNA and RNA. So when the bug shows up, your body says, aha, the bad guy's arrived. And then it's time to turn loose all the white blood cells and the antibodies and to kill and eat the viruses and bacteria. But you have to have two things to actually, in addition to the vaccine, to respond to the vaccine. Number one, you have to have the white blood cells and the antibodies.
That's right.
Okay, that's your immune system. They're made in the bone marrow, so your bone marrow has to be healthy. So you have to have the 90 essential nutrients going into the bone marrow to give the bone marrow what it needs to do its job, and you have to be able to absorb that stuff. Now, this things change for humanity at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, Monday, September 4th, 1882, on Pearl Street in New York City in the bluff overlooking the construction of the Brooklyn Bridge. We know that moment. I actually wrote a book on that one moment. It's called Hell's Kitchen, just after that terrible place in New York where everything bad is done by humans is done in Hell's Kitchen. And so that's why we named the book Hell's Kitchen. And basically, that's when Thomas Edison pulled the switch on the first commercial electric generating plant. Within 10, 12 years, we were having 40, 50 new diseases nobody had ever seen before, and doctors blamed it on bad genetics and autoimmune disease, your body's attacking itself, all that kind of stuff, because they'd never seen those diseases before. But what had happened was, when we went to electricity, we didn't have wood stoves anymore. We didn't have fireplaces anymore. We didn't have fire pits anymore. And the wood ashes are 98% minerals that the tree has sucked up out of the ground. You put the wood ashes in the garden for, you're probably not old enough to remember when they put wood ashes in the garden.
No, I don't remember that, no.
And then we also put wood ashes in our food as a source of supplements, as a source of supplements for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. But suddenly now everybody has electricity, no more wood ashes. We wound up with all these nutritional diseases. It started in 1882, and then Thomas Edison pulled that switch. Well, we have this problem now that we have to deal with this. Okay, well, we have to deal with this by giving our body the 90 essential nutrients, 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 3 fatty acids. I've been yelling about this since I'm a pathologist. I've done 32,000 autopsies now, actually more than that by now.
Are you still doing them, or have you backed off on that?
Well, I'm doing them remotely now. They're sending me sets of slides and that kind of stuff.
I see. Okay.
You know, if I have to, I can still, you know, cut open a body, whether it's an elephant or a human or a whale or a human, that kind of thing. And I've got a couple more books coming out here real quick, a couple more CDs coming out, and getting the information out to people. And one of the scariest things is, let's look at the CDC just released this information like this last Saturday, just a couple of days ago, Center for Disease Control. They said the number one cause of death in hospitals in America, this is just America, number one cause of death is heart disease. Okay, well, that's no big surprise. 611,405 dead each year in American hospitals from heart disease. Now, is that actually heart disease, or do they get secondary infections? Do they fall down the steps, but they're in the hospital for heart disease, and they blame it on heart disease? Who knows? I'd have to read the records to find it out. Then the second, number two, is cancer. Same thing. 584,881 deaths, any secondary infections, bad drugs, you know, who knows what goes on, but they're blaming that many on cancer. Now, here's a scary one. 250,000, a quarter of a million dead each year in American hospitals is due to medical errors.
Oh, my God.
Okay, that's a quarter of a million. And here they had this little piece in very small print underneath that. It says only 10% of the medical errors are reported. So let's say that's 10%. That's 2.5 million dead every year in American hospitals from medical errors.
That's huge.
Okay. And so the medical system is very, very dangerous. Very, very dangerous. Now let's look at another piece here. Let's see here. We have the new variant, okay, this Omicron. Omicron, I guess you can call it, Omicron.
Omicron's good, that's good.
Okay,
it's
Omicron,
from the
okay.
Greek alphabet. It's number 15 in the Greek alphabet.
Yeah, the zero in the Greek alphabet. Okay, five, let's see here, B11-529, okay, and it's in about in 20 countries now, including Canada. It's really heavy duty. And they said, of course, we know that the Delta variant had three mutations, and they said the Omicron had 10 mutations. Now they're saying it has 35 mutations. And the South Africans, which I spent 2 years in South Africa, and I know them very well, they said, oh, so it has very mild symptoms. But then there's other guys saying, no, don't believe that, because here's why. And here's what I've been yelling at people about since Fauci looked at the camera almost 2 years ago now, George, and said this is a harmless virus. He says, just wear a mask, wash your hands, distance yourself 6 feet, and in a couple of weeks it'll all be gone. It's a nothing virus. That's what he said to the camera. I was watching him live when that happened. And so that's what, you know, people kind of believed in the beginning. Well, we know that's not true, because right now, this is the numbers from just before you called. It's 103,845 dead. More than three quarters of a million, 103,845 dead. And the infections in America, we have 49,421,743 infections. So that doesn't sound like a harmless virus to me.
No, not at all. Doc Wallach with us, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Toll-free number to call for assistance. When he gives information and you want to get it down, call this number, because people are there to assist you. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And, Doc, you still doing the Friday's Ask Doc Live events?
Oh, absolutely. 2 hours every morning on Friday. Absolutely. Rebecca and John T are just terrific. They do such a great job. And we're talking to about, I'd say, 25 to 50 people each Friday morning. And it's a beautiful thing. And, of course, we get to share the information. There are several things, if I can have just a couple of minutes here.
No, we're going to run into a break, so we'll do it after the break. Okay. But here's the website to go to sign up for this Friday Zoom event with Doc Wallach, AskDocDocLive.com, AskDocLive.com, and you can participate in his live Zoom calls. It's on Friday mornings, and he's on from 8 o'clock a.m. to 10 a.m. Pacific time, and it's Zoom, so you can see Doc, and Doc can see you, so take advantage of that. Now, we're going to come back in just a moment on Coast to Coast AM, continue chatting with Doc Wallach as we are trying to help you get through this COVID-19 disaster that just doesn't seem to go away. And we're with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website to go to. Have you downloaded the free app? You can do that, too, by going to your app store and look for criticalhealthnews.com and then just download it. And here's that toll-free number to call for assistance once Doc really gets going here, telling you some things you can do and take. 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. And welcome back. George Norrie with you, along with Doc Wallach. Doc, every time I hear those messages, I think of how many lives you help, you and Ben Fuchs and your team out there. It's just remarkable.
Now, we're dealing with millions now every month, Charge. And we acquired a new company, which we're bringing on, and it's a financial company. It's, we're diversifying a little bit. So when our brochures are completed, we'll send you a pile of those. And we're getting the message out around the world. Now we're going to be in every country of the world, so we're very excited about that. Taking your message along with it.
Okay? Super. Now, you wanted a couple minutes. You were going to say something before the break.
Yes. Okay, well, one of the things, the red warning light on the dashboard of your car tell you that there's something wrong. You need to pull over and check the wire, check your coolant, and check your oil and all that kind of stuff in the car. Well, the red warning light for human beings is a metabolic syndrome, and America is one of the worst. We have 25% of our adults in America have the metabolic syndrome. That's one out of four of our adults in America. And these are the people who get the worst effect from the coronavirus, okay, the ones who have the metabolic syndrome. And this is obesity, diabetes, high blood pressure, heart disease, liver issues, and so on. And so if you're one of these people with these problems, you're really in trouble if you get the COVID. One of the terrible examples was a guy, by the name of... Colin Powell.
Oh, yeah. I admired him. He just passed away.
Yeah, he was a four-star general. He was the first black man to be the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. He was the first black man to be the Secretary of State for the United States. But he had the red warning light. He was a little overweight, but he had snow white hair. Okay, now snow white hair is not due to age. Snow white hair is due to a deficiency of nutrients. And these nutrient deficiencies cause all kinds of other stuff. Okay, and so when you looked at him, you knew he was in trouble. Well, he died of COVID. He had his two vaccinations. He had a booster, and he had a breakthrough infection, which killed him from COVID.
Still didn't help, did it?
Yeah, still didn't help him for two reasons. Number one, he had that red warning light, which told you he was eating gluten. He's eating oatmeal for breakfast and Breakfast of Champions for breakfast. He's having spaghetti for dinner. He had flour tortillas for lunch. Bread and all that kind of stuff, a lot of gluten, wheat, barley, rye, and oats. And then you compare Americans with the Asians.
The rice meals and stuff.
Well, yeah, I'm just looking at the, we're looking at the 25% of the Americans, have this... metabolic syndrome, okay? Well, the Asians, we have 25% in the adults. Asians, Japan has 7% metabolic syndrome. We have 25%. Chinese have 13%. We have 25%, okay?
Jeez.
And so that's because of the diet. I've been yelling about this. You remember, I've been yelling about this for the 4 years we've been working together. The Asians eat rice. There's no gluten in rice. They eat potatoes. There's no gluten in potatoes. They eat beans. There's no gluten in beans. They eat... seaweed. There's no gluten in seaweed.
Why is gluten so bad, Doc?
Well, gluten produces a chemical which causes the villi, the little finger-like projections in your intestines, to die. So you lose about 95% of the absorptive surface in your intestine. And when people have lupus and psoriasis and stuff like that, it's not an autoimmune disease where your body's attacking itself. What happens is they have a big gluten problem killing their intestines, and they're not supplementing. So... they're not getting absorption of even a little bit of anything, and they're getting all these other issues which are telling you they got all this bad stuff going on the inside. And so it's imperative that people get away from gluten. I mean, if you have any gluten, box it up and give it to your doctor and write it off your taxes something to do with building your longevity business.
Health laws.
But don't you eat any gluten, okay, because it will kill your intestines. You get off of gluten, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks for your intestines to grow back. And so you always hear me say, we have a good food, bad food list. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no glutens, no wheat, bran, rye, and oats. My latest book is Dr. Wallach's Cooking Without the Bad Foods. It was a three-year study in eastern Canada with three professional chefs and myself. We had so much data, we decided to make a book out of it. And it's just going out the door like crazy because people have been asking me for recipes for years. And this book has 300 pages of gluten-free, fried food-free recipes. 300 pages of...
That's amazing.
Okay. And this is average-sized print, so they're getting a lot of information for that book. Okay, it makes great holiday gifts. And then also we want people to pay attention and get that book, Hell's Kitchen. It goes into why you need to supplement, because going to electricity, we don't have the wood ashes anymore, and it gives you the history of all this stuff happening, and you'll find out why these pandemics are occurring. Well, why the pandemics are occurring is because when you're eating gluten and you're not supplementing, you have no defense. You don't have enough white blood cells to kill and eat the viruses and bacteria. You don't have enough antibodies to kill the viruses and bacteria. And vaccinations do not kill viruses and bacteria. They just alert your body to the bad DNA and RNA so you know it's coming. And if you're avoiding the bad stuff, including gluten, and you're taking your 90 essential nutrients, you'll be able to make all the white blood cells and antibodies you need to defend you. And so this is a two-point process. And now, personally, I took the vaccinations.
Why did you? Because you're doing everything right.
That's correct.
Why'd you take the vaccine?
Well, because I deal with so many people. I travel so much. I deal with literally hundreds of people almost every day sometimes. And who knows what they do and what they don't do. I still take my hand sanitizer. I use gallons of that a month.
So you're still cautious.
Oh, yeah. I use my mask. I still take my colloidal silver, 2 droppers full of my colloidal silver under my tongue 30 minutes before each meal and 30 minutes before bedtime. I've been doing that for 25 years, George. And I haven't even had a cold in 50 years. I'm 83 years old now. Most people think I'm in my 50s when they look at me.
That's
I don't look
true.
Like I'm 83 years
no.
old. Don't act like I'm
I can
years.
Attest to that. You don't look your age, that's
yeah.
for sure.
And so that's because I've been gluten-free for 75 years. I've been taking the 90 essential nutrients for 75 years. And I healed myself from things that 20 different doctors couldn't figure out. They were going to institutionalize me and do experiments on me because they didn't know what I had, but it was bad. And I figured it out because I didn't want to go to the institution. I cured myself in 3 days, and it freaked them all out, those 20 different doctors. And I was only 9 years old. And so that's when I got started on this. And so we can do this for everybody in America. We can do this for everybody in the world. And I can't thank you enough for letting us share this information with so many people.
It's so important.
The people who buy through your system, they pay the wholesale prices. And if they get an auto ship charge, we actually pay the shipping. They'll save a lot of money, wholesale prices, and we pay the shipping. Hello? And so
all adds up, doesn't it?
Yep. And so you're doing a great thing for humanity, and we can't thank you enough. You're just a very special person.
Why have some people, I'm going to use myself as an example, I'm not vaccinated. I don't even get the flu shot, and I don't think I can remember ever having the flu. What am I doing right, Doc? I mean, I've been on planes. I've been on meetings. I'm all over the map. And
all right, well, you're taking our supplements?
Oh, of course.
Well, there you go. You're giving your bone marrow what it needs to make white blood cells and platelets and antibodies. Are you avoiding gluten a little bit?
As much as I can.
Okay, well, that's better than none, okay? And so that's why you're doing good. I have so many people in the Youngevity organization who refuse to get the vaccinations. They've been with me for 30, 40, 50 years. They're in their 70s and 80s. They haven't even had a cold. And that's because they have avoided all the bad stuff. They still have their villi in their intestines, absorb the nutrition. They're still supplementing with the 90. And they're avoiding all the bad stuff. And these people are out there. They're hammering this. They are working hard. And they're working with your team every Friday morning. Okay? These are the people who've been with me a long time. They're very close. They're, you know, just like I consider us family. And so the word is getting out. This is if you want to survive these things, and you look back, you know, since 1882, we had, let's see here, we had the Spanish flu, we had the Asian flu, we had the swine flu, we had MERS, SARS, COVID-2, we had H1N1, H2, all these things. And I said many times that we're going to have another pandemic, even if we get this one with the COVID-19, if we get it under control, we're still going to get another
a wave of it. And you were right, because we did get it under control, and then it came back with another variant.
Well, there you go. And so it's going to keep coming back because the population is still 25% of the adults have the metabolic syndrome because they're still eating gluten and not supplementing. They might take a vitamin C or something like that, but they're 89 nutrients short. And so, you know, just taking vitamin C or a zinc wafer isn't enough. You need all 90 for your bone marrow to be able to make.
And constantly, too.
Oh, yeah. You can't miss. I've been doing it twice a day now for 75 years, George.
I break it down into regimens of batches. I don't take 60 of them all, you know, all at one moment, but I will do it over the course of a couple hours, and that's okay,
yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I you know, split my supplements up into twice a day, you know, one dose of everything at breakfast and one dose of everything at dinner time. And so I dose myself for a 200-pound man, although I only weigh 142 pounds. And I take probably a good 45 minutes to an hour to take all those, along with my liquids, you know, my liquid minerals and OxyBody and all that kind of stuff. And by
that's part of living. That's part of your regimen.
That's right. And they used to do that with the wood ashes. Well, we don't have the wood ashes anymore, so we have to come with our own production.
I want to ask you an interesting story. Let me get the website out, folks. Go to the website, criticalhealthnews.com. I want to set another world record here when the doc is on. Just get there and slam it and shut that website down for a little bit. It's always fun to do it. criticalhealthnews.com. I had heard a story of a poor family, this is a long time ago, would eat dirt because the mother said the dirt had nutrients in it because they didn't have enough money for food. Is that healthy?
Well, it can be, yep. Of course, dirt is clay, and people, they use clay as a supplement. Salt, you know, can be, you know, in that sort of category. Doctors say salt is bad because it causes high blood pressure. That's absolutely positively not true. Salt does not cause high blood pressure. Salt has two essential nutrients in it. Every cell in your body needs the sodium and chloride in salt. You will not be able to digest food. You won't be able to absorb iron. You won't be able to absorb B12. You won't be able to absorb many nutrients if you don't have your salt. And so any doctor who tells you to restrict salt or not take any salt should be put in jail and have their licenses taken away. Okay, because they're actually committing murder when they tell people not to take salt.
Tell people about that story of that doctor who ended up apologizing to you.
Oh, well.
Of course, a lot of them do that. I was on a live panel with you years ago, and some doctor was just haranguing you and ended up apologizing.
Yeah, well, I have so many of them. One of the ones I like to tell the story about is an eye doctor who had so many patients who were blind, and he was at one of my meetings in Salt Lake City, and after the meeting, he said, Wallach, you're a GD liar. I said, well, who are you? He said, well, I'm an eye doctor, and I had said that I can reverse people with macular degeneration blindness. And he says, that's impossible. He says, I said, well, who are you? He says, well, I'm an eye doctor, and I have so many patients that are blind because they have macular degeneration. 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, 12 years, 15 years, there's no way they'll ever see again. I said, well, you know, give me some of your patients, and let's have a little wager here. So we had a little wager. And he gave me 27 charts, and in less than 90 days, all 27 could read 20/20 without glasses.
Unbelievable. All blind prior to that.
Oh, they were all, and he diagnosed them. They were his patients, so he couldn't say I picked the wrong patients because he was the one who picked, and he gave me the 27 charts. and he had to pay for all their supplements. He had to get me a bottle of nice red wine from France.
Did you make him a believer?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I just don't give out his name anymore because he went with a bunch of bad boys, and so I don't want to give out his name and phone number. But, you know, people can call us, and we have a CD that tells that story. And so it's a very simple formula. It's our Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and you throw in the Ultimate Daily Classic Tablets for circulation. You throw in our Vision FX and our Ocutive, and it never fails. It's, you know, you have iron deficiency anemia, you take iron, iron deficiency anemia goes away. You have rickets, you take vitamin D3 with your 90, the rickets goes away. And so this is a very predictable thing. And you know, even people who are on dialysis, say 6 days a week, they haven't urinated in 10 years, or on dialysis 6 days a week. We put them on our program for dialysis, and in 2 weeks' time they're urinating, and in 4 weeks' time they're totally off of dialysis. And they've been on dialysis for 20 years because they didn't want to get a kidney transplant. But for the last 10 years, they were on dialysis 6 days a week and hadn't urinated in 10 years. Well, we got them urinating in 2 weeks.
You can live on one kidney, can't you?
Oh, yeah, you can live on half of one kidney. Absolutely.
But when your liver goes, that's it.
Well, I can rebuild a liver. I can take a liver that's only functioning, say, 1% and regrow it and say, yeah, I always say, give me 90 days. And a liver has a huge capacity to repair itself.
That's true.
Yeah, and there's a disease out there. You see, there are several diseases I've gotten rid of, George. I find it kind of interesting that no medical school, no veterinary school, no nursing school, no school of pharmacy has ever invited me to come speak about these things. I've gotten rid of cystic fibrosis. I found the first non-human case of it and figured it out and got rid of cystic fibrosis. You don't hear about it anymore. I'm the one who got rid of muscular dystrophy. You don't hear about Jerry Lewis in the telethon anymore because I got rid of muscular dystrophy. I gave it to Jerry Lewis. He took it to the Muscular Dystrophy Association. They fired Jerry Lewis.
They got rid of him.
Telethon.
That's right. Hold on, Doc. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back and take promised phone calls with you next on Coast to Coast AM.